One here on the text, the Giants crowd, 8,100, poor. Yeah, we'll cut the Giants some slack because it was a 30-something degree day in Sydney. But, I mean, I could probably ask you this question. It's not the question that I've ever asked, but it's one that Jared Healy has asked. So let me ask you this question. 1-300-736-736. Should the Giants play their home games at the SCG? You've got Adelaide and Port Adelaide, and Port Adelaide is from down the peninsula. So Port Adelaide, in terms of distance from the city, is a, you know, it's a reasonable way away. They could be maybe playing their games locally if they redeveloped Albert and Oval, but they won't, and they won't ever do that because they love the Adelaide Oval. It's the home of footy in South Australia. Fremantle could easily develop a ground in Fremantle to play at, but they won't because they would rather play at Optus Stadium. Should the Giants play at the SCG? Should the Giants' home games be at the SCG, and would they get more if they played there? Your thoughts on that? Because, again, it's not something I've ever raised as a question, but Jared Healy's raised it a few times, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I think Jared's of the belief that the Giants will be better off crowd-wise and maybe for supporter growth and fan and member growth playing their games at the SCG. And we talk about their supporter base as being, whatever it is, 30-something thousand, but a lot of those supporters that are members are out of Canberra as well. So you wouldn't play all your games at the SCG. You'd just play your Sydney-based home games at the SCG and play the rest in Canberra. John in Richmond, welcome to you, John. Apologies for making you hold, but welcome to you.
Hi, Dwayne. I just want to talk about the criticism of the Melbourne Football Club at the moment for their attendance on Saturday. And I'm not sure why this seems to be an issue with some TV pundits, but Melbourne v Bulldogs had 48,103 people at the game. Hawthorn v Essendon had 68,191. And the percentage of the 22 combined clubs' premiership numbers, Melbourne v Bulldogs had 40.9% of their members going to the game. And Hawthorn v Essendon had 41%. So it's 0.1 of a difference in members attending both games. So how is this an issue at the moment in the AFL? I do not understand this.
John, crowds are an interesting one. I'm still not... I don't have an answer for you. I don't know why the Giants don't get more people there. I don't know why Port didn't get 50,000 there on the weekend for their home game. But maybe the win is what fans are going to see and that will drag more. Is it price? Is it convenience? Is it the logistical nightmare it can be sometimes? You know, just simply getting across the Westgate? Does that keep some fans away from the ground? So crowds are not my specialty, John, but it is an interesting one given crowds, well, TV attendance and crowd numbers were up, but there does seem to be a few big teams carrying some of the smaller teams. I'm not worried about it, I'm not sure. Have you got a simple suggestion for me, John? Why?
Yeah, but you wouldn't call Melbourne v Bulldogs a traditional rivalry for the last 50 years. Mm. I mean, it's only in the last couple of years because we played them off in a grand final. And granted, last year, there was a bigger number last year between Melbourne and round one and the Doggies. That's because Melbourne were unfurling the flag. But I think that Saturday's game was the biggest attendance between Melbourne and the Doggies since the 60s.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
So, why is this such an... I think it's with Sam McClure on another radio station was criticising the Melbourne Football Club for a poor attendance at that game. And I don't understand why he would say that when you look at a Hawthorn v Essendon, which have way more members than Melbourne, but percentagely, we're almost identically the same as in attendance at a game. So how is this an issue?
John, let me have a think about it. Sam McClure is a great journo, listens to the show occasionally, so I'll try and have a listen back to his reasoning behind it. But, yeah, maybe given Melbourne is a premiership favourite and one of the greatest teams in the competition, been around a long time, maybe there is an expectation that they should get larger numbers to the ground. And it's maybe a fair criticism, but I haven't heard what Sam had to say about it specifically. Grant in Sydney, you got a thought on whether the Giants should play their home games at the SCG. Michelle, Northern Beaches, you got a thought as well. Ian and Eltham, you got a thought. So I'll come to you, Colin. Andrew in Croydon, you've all got a thought on this. So should the Giants play their home games, the Sydney home games, not the Canberra games, but the Sydney home games at the SCG, one here on the text. It's a more appealing venue and site for interstate supporters too. So maybe Jared's right. Another one. Surely the Giants should at least trial a game at the SCG. Crowds could not be any worse. J-Dog. Throw back your calls and your texts. Dwayne's word for Master Builders Victoria. Get expert legal support. Become a Master Builders Victoria member today. And for Athena Home Loans, pay down your home loan faster with Athena. Asked a simple question before the break based on what Jared Healy told me years ago, and that is he thinks the Giants should play their home games in Sydney at the SCG, not the Canberra games. They need to play Canberra too. But your thoughts, the lines have almost full on this, so let's go straight to your calls. Have you got a thought on this? Grant in Sydney, you've been holding across the news. Welcome to you, Grant.
Yeah, thanks, Dwayne. Thanks for taking the call, mate. Look, Jared's absolutely 100% correct that at the very least they need to trial it. The AFL landscape in Sydney is primarily the North Shore eastern suburbs. And I can tell you the Giants do have a strong footprint of supporter base in those areas. But to get to Homebush to watch their games is an absolute pest. I get they're trying to develop west of Sydney a bit like an outlier like Geelong, but I'd happily go over to the Sydney Cricket Ground and watch games. But when the thought of going out to Homebush, just the trouble, the traffic getting out there, the parking and getting home, it's just like, nah, too hard. Watch it on TV instead.
I hope they listen to you, Grant, because it might be the flavour of a few callers to come. Be interesting if they take a snapshot of this little program. They do occasionally, the AFL, not often, but they do occasionally. Michelle in Northern Beaches, welcome to you, Michelle.
Hi, Dwayne. I'm a doggy supporter, not GWS or Sydney. I think what would be helpful for the AFL is actually to take a snapshot to work out where the demographic of the GWS supporters are from, because I don't know. I don't think they're traditionally Western suburbs. But it's not as easy getting to the SCG as everyone thinks. It's not like the Adelaide Oval. It's not like the MCG. Yes, it may appear that it's close to the city centre, but it isn't. It's still really, really hard to get into. And that traffic jams all the way around. It doesn't have easy access like those other big stadiums do. The other great thing about Spotless Stadium is it's actually a fantastic place to watch football. And I'm just so bummed that we're playing in Canberra again this year and we miss watching them there. But it's basically every seat is a good vantage point to watch the game.
Appreciate your call, Michelle. A Western Bulldogs point of view on it. Ian Nelson, welcome to you, Ian.
Yeah, g'day, Dwayne. Probably similar to first caller, I think. Or probably for context, I'm in Melbourne now, but I've lived in Sydney for 10 years. I'm a Kangaroos fan, always have been, but I'm also a member of the Giants, which is sort of a legacy thing, given that I lived there for so long. I lived on the Northern Beaches, so I have the house down there. The getting to the ground is a shocker. And once you're at the ground, you've got to park a K away. So for people from Melbourne that are used to, like, you know, basically park underneath Docklands or hop on a train and jump off a Jollymont and you're at the MCG, the ground in Western Sydney is really, really isolated. Nobody lives around it. It's got other stadiums around it, but unlike the sporting precinct in Melbourne where it's easy access, it's just not. If you drive there, you've got to park. You're basically parking a K away. And if you're taking kids to the footy, it's a hell of a walk. Especially for night and evening games, which they tend to sort of be there. So, look, at least trial the SCG would be my take on it. I think the first caller said there's a fair supporter base on sort of that side of Sydney and Sydney itself, and he's right. The amount of people that dragged themselves out to Homebush, even though the crowds weren't great, a lot of them actually came from in town or that side of town. And a lot of the supporters you get there are Melbourne expats that support various teams that just want to watch footy. And they'll go to the SCG if you put it there, I believe.
Ian, really appreciate your call. Hold the line. We've got a Miss Jackson Wine Bar voucher coming your way. Visit the new Miss Jackson Restaurant and Bar in Doncaster. I haven't given my opinion on this, and I've been to both many, many, many times. But I'm more curious about your opinion on it, especially those people who've done the travel and those that live in Sydney. Andrew and Croydon, welcome to you, Andrew.
Good afternoon, Dwayne. Yes, I disagree with the earlier speakers completely. Homebush is far better than the Sydney Cricket Ground. It was built in the 1920s when Sydney was a city of 950,000. 2030, it's going to be 8 million people living in Sydney. They looked at where the centre of Sydney actually is for the Olympic Games. They put it out at Homebush. You have fantastic public transport to Homebush. They are going to redevelop the Olympic Stadium number one. which they should build with a roof over it, so that football and cricket could be played there. As far as I'm concerned, the Sydney Cricket Ground should be pulled down and turned into residential flats.
We'll agree to disagree on that one. I appreciate your call, though. Always great to have so many callers for Midday Madness. I do like the SCG. Now I'm young enough to walk there from the city, so it doesn't matter where you are in the city. It doesn't matter what hotel you're staying in. It is actually walking distance, not so much to get there because it's uphill. I get that. But if you are, you know, reasonably able-bodied, you can get there. The walk home, it's pretty much all downhill as well to the city from the SCG. I think the SCG is a great ground. It's a beautiful spot. I love it. It is a bit of a nightmare getting to Homebush sometimes, so I get that. But it would be interesting to see what the result of an experiment of a Giants home game at the SCG would be. Great to have so many of your calls. Keep them coming. 1-300-736-736. We've got a Twitter poll up. Should the Giants look at playing their home games at the SCG? Yes or no? You can vote now on the Dwayne's World Twitter page. All this born from the topic, where are the alarm bells ringing most after round one? And it came from the crowd issue with the Giants. A couple of others. I think the alarm bells should be ringing at Carlton right now. They'll be zero and on 1.5 after two shockers. Jason, they're not that cooked yet. Carlton, but if they lose to Geelong, they might be asking some questions, given Geelong will have a few out. Playing Giants games at the SCG will kill the concept of the Greater Western Sydney Giants. The SCG is the Eastern Sydney. Eastern Sydney and Western Sydney are almost different cities. If you're trying to build a supporter base in Western Sydney, playing games at the SCG will not do that. Another one here, 8,000 is not ideal for the Giants game. However, you have to remember it took the Swans 25 years to build consistent 25,000 crowds. That's from Anthony. Appreciate that as well.